Hey, it's Brittany. I have two free resources and I want to put them in your hands right now. The first is my boundaries guide for when you know you need to set or update your limits with your mother, but you're not sure where to start. It walks you through exactly that. It's going to teach you how to create boundaries based off what you need, and that way, every boundary you set feels really good for you. The second is my Inner Child Healing Challenge, a 5-day email series for when you're ready to look at the little girl inside of you who needed something that she never received. She's still waiting. This challenge is a way for you to show up for her. Both are free, both are immediately useful, and both are waiting for you at brittanymscott.com. I'll say that one more time. Head over to my website at brittanymscott.com and grab these two free resources. Go get them and then come back and let's keep listening. When there's a mother wound, it does not just stay inside of the mother-daughter relationship. The pain and painful dynamics that are created inside of a mother-daughter relationship doesn't just stay there. It spreads to other relationships that you have. And in this episode, I am going to tell you exactly how the dynamics that are created inside of a painful mother-daughter relationship can spread to all the other relationships that we have. Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Relationship Show, the podcast for mothers and daughters who want to build stronger bonds, deepen their understanding, and transform their relationships. I'm your host, Brittany Scott, licensed therapist and mother-daughter relationship coach. After years of working with hundreds of daughters and mothers, I've developed strategies that help break generational patterns, heal wounds, and create the loving relationships you've always wanted. Each week, I'll be sharing insights from real clients, expert interviews, and practical tools you can use immediately to improve your mother-daughter dynamic. Whether you're struggling with communication breakdowns, navigating major life transitions, or simply want to take your already good relationship to the next level, the show is for you. And yes, the transformation I guide my clients through can be yours too. I'll share more about how you can work with me. It's time to experience the relationship you both deserve. Are you ready? Let's dive in. The mother wound is a relational wound. It's pain or trauma or just hurtfulness that happens inside of a relationship. So those experiences don't just stay there. They spread to other relationships because it's a relational style wound. And because most mother wounds are being created when we're children, you have relational wounds and relational dynamics being created at the exact same time that our brain is developing. So a lot of the behaviors, the emotions, the patterns, the dynamics, all of these things are being imprinted on our brain while it's growing. And when we're moving through the world inside of other relationships, those same patterns and dynamics and behaviors are what our brain knows how to call on. It's what our brain knows how to do because it's what it was taught. And so if you don't teach your brain something new, if you don't heal the relational wound, if you don't learn new patterns or learn new behaviors, you're basically doomed to repeat them because your brain is going to recall what it knows. And what it knows is what happened in your childhood. And what happened in your childhood was pain or trauma or just hurtful dynamics or dynamics and behaviors that just don't serve you and don't work in your adult relationships. So if you don't take the time to pay attention to these things, if you don't focus on what you learned and what you saw and maybe what you unconsciously might be doing, you're going to repeat the same patterns inside of your other relationships, which is why we have the phrases of like, oh my God, I didn't think I'd become my mom, but I sounded just like her. Or, oh my God, I just did something my mom would do, or, you know, things like that. We end up repeating our parents and repeating behaviors that we saw during our childhood because it's what our brain basically knows. It's kind of like when you learn to ride a bike as a kid and you haven't rode a bike in years, once you get back on it, your brain can recall exactly how to ride a bike again. Maybe it takes you a little bit to feel comfortable, but you know how to ride a bike and you're not falling off. You're just kind of gaining confidence again. That's the same thing with behaviors. If you enter into a relationship that starts to have the same kind of patterns as relationships you experienced in your childhood, and you don't tell your brain to do something differently, it's going to do what it knows, and what it knows is what happened in your childhood. So let's talk about how the patterns and the dynamics that we experience in our mother-daughter relationship, especially ones that create wounds, can spread to all other relationships that we have in our life. The mother wound can show up in romantic relationships by choosing unavailable partners. This often recreates the familiar dynamic of performing and doing well in order to get the love that you were looking for. When you're dating a partner that's emotionally unavailable, you're recreating the same dynamic with your mom where her emotional support was not available to you, where maybe you received it because you did something big, because you got something right, because you succeeded at something, because you were performing to get her love and attention. You often do the same things with partners that are unavailable to you. It also shows up in sometimes the opposite of struggling to receive love that's being given freely to you. You didn't experience that. You don't know what that feels like. And so when you finally have a partner that's ready to love you fully and give you love freely without you having to perform for it or prove you're worthy of it, you really don't know what to do with that. And sometimes you sabotage that because you don't know how to handle it and you wonder if it's real. And it also shows up in romantic relationships by outsourcing self-worth. You look for your self-worth and your self-worth gets wrapped up in how this other person sees you and how they love you and how they show up for you. And so when they don't, you look in the mirror at yourself versus looking at their behavior. In the same way that your self-worth was tied to your mom when you didn't do right and she put you down, when she couldn't support you emotionally, when she didn't show up for you, when the love that you needed just wasn't there, then you wondered why you weren't good enough. You start to do the same thing in romantic relationships. You start to look in the mirror and second guess yourself because you're wondering why you're not enough for them to love you back. Okay, let's switch gears to friendships. The mother wound can show up inside of your friendships by people pleasing. You can people please in romantic relationships too, but I think it shows up a little bit more in friendships. People pleasing often starts with parent pleasing. You will do anything or say anything to make sure that your parents stay happy, because if they're happy, then the relationship is actually going to go better. If you do or say something that makes them upset, then the relationship isn't going to go so well. And so people pleasing became easy for you because you knew what you needed to do, or you knew you needed to change your mind. You knew that you needed to change what you had said or what you planned on doing in order to keep them happy. That way the relationship remained safe for you. It remained joyful or happy. And even if it felt like an obligation, you continued to chase that. And so people pleasing follows you into friendships as well, because you want to make sure that your friends aren't upset with you, that they're not unhappy with you, that they're still going to be your friend and they're going to be around and you're not going to lose them, that you're not going to get this sense of abandonment. And so you'll do anything or say anything or change your mind or go against your own wishes in order to make sure that they remain happy, because pleasing them keeps them happy, which keeps them in a relationship with you, and the relationship goes good. So then you feel happy. But little parts of you are dying inside because you're not actually happy. You're pleasing somebody else and forgetting all about yourself. The mother wound can show up in your friendships through difficulty with trusting people who actually want to be your friend because you don't have to perform. And with just trusting people in general, it shows up especially in how you have a hard time trusting other women. You didn't really trust your mom, and so you struggle in friendships with other women because you don't trust them either. You don't know their motives. You don't know what's underneath their patterns. You don't know if they plan on hurting you. And sometimes you learn that from your mother by her telling you that girls are just jealous of you, that don't trust other girls because they're just there to hurt you. You don't tell people your business because they're going to use against you. You're taught these words probably all while growing up, and then you become an adult who wants adult friendships and wants a best friend and wants a friend group and wants to go on all these girls' trips that you see other people going on, but you really don't trust women and your friendships suffer because of that. And the mother wound can show up inside of your friendships when you choose friends that mirror the wound that you received. They are friends that are highly critical of you. They put you down. They critique you. They pick you apart. You're used to that, so you allow it to happen even though you know that it hurts. You find yourself in one-sided friendships where you're doing most of the work, and if you stopped, that friendship would fall apart. And you start to pick friends where you give a lot more than you receive back, and it starts to feel like maybe you're more their friend than they really are your friend. And once you start to realize that, that becomes really painful. You're creating the same dynamics that you experienced or felt when you were a child in the relationship with your own mother. The mother wound can also show up in how you parent by repeating patterns you swore you'd never repeat. And then you look up and you realize that you became your mom. And this doesn't happen because you're a bad parent or because you intentionally wanted to hurt your daughter or because you didn't care about her. It shows up because you did not heal the wounds that you received. So you subconsciously and unintentionally repeated the patterns that your brain learned. If you refuse to heal, if you refuse to look at the patterns that you were in and a part of and experienced, your brain's going to recall the only information that it knows, and what it knows is that. And then you look up years later and you've repeated the exact same things. The other way that it can show up inside of parenting is that you swing to the exact opposite. You're the parent that said, I'm never going to do what my mom did. I'm just going to do the opposite of everything that she did. But then you still end up with a daughter that's upset with you. You still recreated kind of the same wounds, just in the opposite direction. You were not looking at the daughter in front of you. You were not raising the girl in front of you for what she needed. You were doing the opposite of what you received. And so you still missed a mark because your mom was still wrapped up in your parenting. If you have to constantly think about doing the opposite of what she did, you're constantly in that cycle of your wound and thinking about her and thinking about all these things, that you're not actually looking at the girl in front of you. You're missing so much of what she needs because you're paying attention to the wrong thing. The only way to heal generational patterns and be the cycle breaker in your family is to move through it. You can't do the opposite. You can't ignore it. You can't just say, I'm not going to be my mom. You can't pretend that these things aren't going to happen or try to forget that they ever happened to you. Your brain won't let you do that, I promise. The only way to be the cycle breaker and to change the generational patterns inside of your family is to actually walk through all of the mess. You have to be willing to look at it. The mother wound also shows up inside of your relationship with yourself. Let me give you a few examples how. You know that inner critic, that inner voice inside of your head that is very critical, that picks you apart, that is highly judgmental, that is really hard on you. You're so hard on yourself. That inner critic probably sounds a lot like your mom. I bet if you sat down to think about all of the ways that you are critical of yourself, that a lot of them you didn't create on your own. You learned from somebody else. And a lot of them, I bet you learned from your mom too, if you are carrying a mother wound. It also shows up by you having difficulty believing that you are enough, that your self-esteem gets to just be how you view yourself and without anybody else's input, without you needing somebody to validate that you are enough, without you needing somebody to prove to you that you are enough. You'll struggle to believe that you are if you don't heal your mother wound. And it shows up by you staying small. Instead of trusting yourself, instead of going after everything that you want and everything that you desire and leaving friendships that hurt you so you can find and make room for friendships that would be so good for you, you keep yourself small because you have no idea what could be on the other side and you're so scared to try that you stick to what you know, but what you know is so painful. And you don't have to keep yourself there, but you will if you don't choose to heal your mother wound and actually you live through, look at some of the patterns that you're repeating and take some inventory of your self-worth and see where you need to untangle it with other people. So to wrap up this episode, healing the mother wound doesn't just heal that one relationship. It may not even heal. There may be no repair to that. There may be no reconnection to that. But healing your mother wound heals your inner child. It heals who you are today, and it allows you to show up inside of your relationships differently. It allows you to walk with your head a little bit higher, to trust yourself, to have higher self-worth, and to know that you can go after anything that you want. It allows you to create a new template for how you walk into the room, for how you choose romantic partners, for how you choose friendships to be a part of, for how you stop letting people hurt you and you stop finding yourself inside of the same patterns and relationships and realize that you can look back at like maybe your last three relationships and see that they all were the same, or the friendships around you and see how they all critique you or how they cause you pain. Or you can actually start to look at the friends that are real friends, but you haven't put enough time and effort into that friendship because you just didn't believe them. It allows you to be the person that you've been suppressing for so long because you stop hiding behind pain and wounds and fear that got imprinted when you were a child through your mother wound. And also remember that on May 20th, I'm hosting a free class. It is called The Mother-Daughter Divide, What We Wish We Could Tell Each Other. I am going to teach about the obstacles and the things that stand between moms and daughters and what causes breakups and what prevents repair. And this summer in 2026, I am hosting two groups. One for moms whose daughters are estranged or have pulled away or the relationship is strained. And that is called Bridge Builders. I am going to teach you what happened inside of that relationship, where you went wrong, what behaviors could have caused this, and what you can do to possibly get her back or at least make attempts to try and get her back. And if that's not possible because she's told you that it's not, then we can work on just healing the wounds and the pains that you have experienced. And if you are an adult daughter carrying a mother wound and struggling in some of your other relationships, then I have a group for you as well, and it is called the Mother Wound Circle. It is for adult women who are carrying a mother wound and want to heal it and want to work through the dynamics and the patterns and the behaviors that they may be repeating and don't realize that they may be repeating. Or you know you're repeating behaviors, but you can't figure out how to stop and you want better relationships and you want to heal the wound that you've been carrying. That group is for you. And if that interests you, all of the information is in the description box or in the show notes. And I'd be really excited and honored to have you join me at the live free training or also in one of the groups if that interests you as well. Remember that healing your mother wound is really up to you. You can do it. You're allowed to do it. And there are steps and there's a path that you can take to decrease the pain that you have been carrying and that you experienced in the relationship with your mom. And you can go on to have better relationships because you become brave enough to actually look at what happened and walk through the mess. Thank you for being here, and I will catch you in the next one. That's all for today's episode of the Mother-Daughter Relationship Show. Thanks so much for spending this time with me. I hope you picked up some valuable insights that you can start using right away in your own relationship to create deeper connection and understanding. If something from today's episode resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a mother or daughter in your life who needs to hear this message. And while you're at it, please consider leaving a rating and review so we can reach more families and transform the way mothers and daughters relate to each other. For those ready to take the next step, you can visit my website to learn more about my private coaching programs and my program designed specifically for mother-daughter pairs. Whether you're dealing with communication challenges, life transitions, or just want to strengthen an already good relationship, I'm here to help. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next one.